So, may I have your name first?
Greta Mao.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So, let's start with the easy question. What did you have for lunch?
Ooh, I didn't eat lunch. Sad.
How about breakfast?
I had seven swans. I had a crepe. Very nice. Yeah.
Okay. So here you can see we have a scale here, and if people ask you about your general trust on voting system, like how do you see yourself on this scale?
Generally closer to distrust.
Okay, so you can play with it.
Okay, so move this guy?
Yeah.
Let's
so this side is distrust and
yeah.
That side is trust.
We're set on a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So could you tell us like why you choose that spot?
Mainly because it's hard to see myself in our political system. I think it's difficult to understand as a voter what our vote means in general. I think it's hard to understand the weight of it, especially in an area where there's so much distrust on all sides. Not even necessarily consciously coming from me, but so much that has developed over years of right feuds on either side and concern over what is the truth.
So do you have any like personal stories relating to voting?
Yeah, generally I've always been a voter since I first got signed up right at 18. I was so excited to be a voter and I still am. I'm very happy to take part in our system. However, because it's hard to be represented, because it's hard to understand the weight of what your actual actions are and the honesty behind who is speaking, and because I feel so distant from it, it has made me drag my heels when it comes to continuing to vote, and that's unfortunate, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see, yeah. Sometimes it can really challenging for people to actually know. Yeah, that's nice. So, where do you think people should be, or where do you want to be on the scale?
I'd love to be at that 10. I'd love to completely feel like I am a part of our judicial system and that I understand what's going on when it comes to voting. But unfortunately, there's so much red tape that it's hard to feel like that sometimes.
So what do you think people can do, or under what condition that we can prove this trust?
Yeah, I think it's all about transparency, truly, and open communication. I think as years have gone by, we've come closer to who we vote for via social media, you know, via multiple rules of going closer to the voter. But it seems facetious sometimes, genuinely. And I think we're coming very close to having a new age of what it means to have good representation out there, especially generationally, you know what I mean? And feeling closer to who it is. We always have that issue of they're older, they're more distant, they don't understand my life. And I'm excited to see that younger representation, especially, you know, at a place like Pride, to see that queer representation, see my
like
own.
The younger generation have more voice.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's nice. Okay,
so would you like to take part in of the challenge?
Yeah,
over there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'd love to.
Yeah, let's go. So, you see the kids here?
Mm-hmm.
So they are the kids from the UWM Children's Center.
Great.
Yeah, so basically, imagine yourself like in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are two simple questions. Like, you need to explain to them.
Okay.
It's like, why do we need to vote?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that?
Okay.
Can you like use very the language that they can understand to explain to them?
It's so important for us to vote because you need to take part in our society, because you need to understand that the world around you is so much bigger than just you or your parents or your community, right? And if you vote, if you make your voice heard, that's the only way somebody can do anything to help you in your situation or help your friends in their situations.
So like, and then next question is like, how?
So you go out to vote by making sure you're always signed up and that you have an address and that you have the paperwork that you need in order to make sure you're registered to vote. You also need to pay attention to the people who are in your community that you might need to vote for, right? That means people like your elected officials or people who are trying to be an elected official.
That's nice. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, I just think that I love that you guys are out here doing this. This is awesome. I like being a part of it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. And what was your name?